I believe my husband loves the Lord, but he has accepted the prosperity gospel. Can a true believer be fooled into believing these doctrines? Well, I think that answer is clearly yes. A true believer can be fooled into believing unbelievable mistakes doctrinally and ethically. If that weren't true, we would all be perfect, wouldn't we? It seems like, yes, we're all mistaken on numerous things. And so I guess the question is it serious enough so that if you embrace it, you couldn't be a believer? And I think the answer to that is no. There are so many people that are being badly taught on these things. And a verse here, a verse there is brought in to say clearly from 3 John, he prays toward our prosperity. He wants us to prosper. So, and then they hear that and then the preacher takes it way, like, what does prosperity mean? Like, you're going to have a job, it'll be a six-figure job, and it'll enable you to wear a big gold watch like mine, and drive a big, fancy, expensive car like mine, and live on the beach like I do, and maybe someday have your own jet like I do. I mean, that people are taken there. They just see the steps going there, and they're not able quickly. Not everybody has a critical mind to say, that's a non sequitur, that doesn't follow. They just go from the biblical verse that looked pretty clear. God likes us to have our diseases healed and have a job and keep food on our table and go from there to jet set. And so since we can be taken astray like that, I think a genuine believer is just blinded at that point. And we need to teach, because it's amazing how many people, when they hear solid teaching, wake up. And they don't say, I just got saved. They say, I knew deep down something was wrong. I just couldn't articulate it. It didn't feel right. I was just reading an online expose type thing of a woman who narrated her life in and out of that kind of thing. So, yes, I think God is so merciful to us in our bad ideas about him. And I think rather than deciding who's a Christian and who's not in regard to the prosperity gospel, we should just be teaching as much truth as we can.